Hello. This is the Are We Canceled Yet podcast, and we are back with part two of my birthday vacation.
Oh, I know y'all been waiting on it. We
Do we
made y'all wait
have to?
on purpose.
I mean, if you didn't see part one, allow us to reintroduce ourselves. Host.
My name is Joe. J to the O. Ah!
And me, Tamika, aka Encore, aka Meek Meek, aka Happy
Annoying.
Valentine's Day.
It's after Valentine's.
I know, but I didn't see them before.
I'm screaming.
So I'm playing a little kitschier.
Period. I love that. I love
Yeah.
that. Okay, so before we get into part two, we gotta give y'all a little update. It has been confirmed that Susie actually listens to the She actually listens to the podcast, and she wanted me to let everybody know she did not appreciate the way she was represented, and she had notes that she would like to provide regarding the trip. But when I hit her up, she ain't send the notes. I mean, I'll text her and while we're currently filming and see if she'll call in, but I think she might
You
be
should
at
have
work.
been here.
I think she might
You should
be at
have been
work.
on the
That's probably
pod,
No,
Susie.
she can't. Her face can't be on a pod because I ain't got the contract ready. We could do voice.
Could have got a little
This
sign, a little
is the
chat
business.
GPT'd
This is the business. You know what I'm saying?
it
But yeah, she said she had some notes. She was like, and
up.
Tamika
Upset
blaming stuff on me.
because it was you. I don't even know which one, what I blamed her for, but it was her. That's gonna
Damn,
go down
Susie.
ahead and segue into this trip because I'm gonna
Damn,
halfway blame
Susie.
her again.
Damn, Susie.
I'm gonna halfway
Woo!
one more time. You should be here for this.
That started out sticky.
And you know what I'm blaming you for, Susie. Okay, so where we leave off, we came out the mud. Did we go to the club?
We left out the we stopped at
Yeah.
the volcano and we shouted out Angel with backpackers. Woo woo.
Oh,
The
woo, woo, woo,
next
woo.
thing on the list was we ate at Stefano's Bistro
You're right. Oh,
Cafe.
wait, let me just shout out to us for cleaning up so well and looking so cute for dinner.
Oh, wait a minute. First of all, we are those girls. Okay.
You.
I had to keep it PG because I was going to say something else.
You okay?
But we are those girls, okay?
Listen, you might not catch me looking my best on here, but when it comes to dinner time, a dinner time fit, she puts that way.
Ate that
She
up.
puts that way.
Ate
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
up.
So shout out to us for looking cute, walking into Stefano's Bistro Cafe, which
Yes.
was the
So it was Stefano's was like a Colombian take on an Italian restaurant. It wasn't like Italian flavors, but a lot of
No.
their dishes were like Italian inspired with
But did
Colombian
they
flavors.
even have pasta?
No,
I
it
think.
was more so on the pizza side.
Okay. I was gonna say I only recall pizza and burgers.
Yeah, it was more so on the pizza side. And
Which
it was
I know why we
delicious.
call it Italian then, because the name.
No, that's what they had on the rest of, on the website.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like this the name is giving Italy.
And it could have been because of maybe they imported some of the ingredients to like make the dough because everything was made fresh. So
It tastes
it could have been that as well. Who knows,
I
but it
don't
was
know what it
delicious.
was, but I had a burger. This we shared. Me and Susie shared. Heck, did she have pizza? Okay, she had pizza. Susie had pizza. I had a burger.
Oh, yes. What kind of pizza
Yes.
did she have, though?
I think just they didn't have spicy pepperoni, so maybe just a pepperoni. It was delicious. I don't fucking know.
Oh yeah,
I
they
had
didn't have the spicy
mom.
pepperoni.
Like, I can only speak on my food and Susie's food because JoJo didn't share with us
And I wasn't going to. I keep
anything.
telling y'all, I do not
Lie. She
share
didn't
food. What
share
am I sharing
anything.
food for?
I'm a half, sirs. Because I want a little bit of yours, I'll give you a little bit of mine.
No, that's
And
not why. It's because she got a half of a half of a stomach and she can't eat a full meal. I don't even know. So she
but they
just.
still force me to buy full meals, knowing I can't take it back.
Wait a minute. Nobody
Yeah.
forces you to buy full meals. What you do is you
I don't
ask,
have a kids meal.
what are you getting? And then she says, I'm getting this. And you're like, okay, well, I actually want to try this. So you do it on yourself.
But I also do want to try things.
You just like to waste money.
No, I don't. I just wanted 2 bites of a burger and half a slice of pizza.
So that's not wasting money.
I was on vacation.
So that's not wasting money.
No, because also if I say I just want pizza, no one's gonna share with me.
Susie was going to share
Either
with
way,
you.
I have to buy my own food. Either way.
That's crazy.
But in
Susie
this
heard
case,
that. She said you didn't share with her.
I loved it for myself because that burger, fucking bomb. I never want to eat a hamburger in the US of A again, even if I go to Texas.
Texas. I
I
don't know.
don't.
Texas food was delicious.
It was, but the burger, no. It was like, I don't eat beef with any red, but it's what I imagine a rare or what medium rare burger tastes like. Kind of like melt in your mouth, but there was no reds. It was fully cooked. So why was it so for a burger?
You
The bread.
know,
Trash. They probably made the bread at the bakery next door. The pizza was delicious, but I can't even. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna slobber on myself. What's now?
what's making me angry about all of this? That I actually understood what you were trying to say. Ugh.
I love that. We've been going together for a really long time now, so.
We go together. We go together.
So if you don't understand.
Oh,
You
I hate it so much. I'm pretty much Tamika's translator.
but I'm only talking to you.
I'll be translating it in my mind when you be talking to myself. Remember, I'm a Gemini, it's two of me.
I know.
So I gotta translate to the other one because she be like, what the fuck?
I like her the best. Figure it out. All right, so boom, we go to Stefano's. What did you get? You guys fruit pizza?
No, it was like a gorgonzola apple with like a balsamic vinaigrette drizzle, something else. It was delicious. That was the closest thing to Italy, I would say.
So when I said a fruit pizza, and you said no, and then proceeded to say a apple pizza.
Because that's not what it was.
Okay.
Let me tell you one thing about Tamika. She is very disrespectful when it comes to culture. It was
She
not a fruit
said
pizza.
it was a pizza with fruit on it.
Yeah,
Excuse
that's better.
me.
It's not a fruit
Excuse
pizza.
me. All right.
Next.
Boom. We leave there. Go change. No, we didn't go change. We
No,
didn't
we didn't change.
change. We off to the bus.
What kind of bus?
The Chiva bus. When I say a time was had, there's also a million of them. So make sure you go to the right.
Yep,
You
because it took
know,
us a long time to figure out which one
my
we got on.
girl, my travel advisor, got us on the VIP section.
For how much?
$25.
$15.
$15. for $15.
$15
On.
VIP.
Get on there
$25.
in the back VIP section. We got the stripper pole.
And shout out to Cartagena for you.
Yes, y'all got us together. Y'all got us together. Everybody's on there lit. People not on our bus, but other buses got their kids. When I say it was a time, what did we do? We rode around for what, 2 hours?
Yeah, so what they do is so you get on the bus, you ride around for 2 hours, you stop at the Cartagena sign, you know, the big one that you see everybody go to. You stop there, so you pretty much go into different like different areas of Cartagena. They actually do an additional stop to pick up more people along the way. But we were at the main stop. So the people that was on our bus, it was maybe, I want to say maybe 15 people. And then it grew to at least 30. At least 30. I
It
feel like
got
it was
thick.
30.
It got thick in there.
Yeah.
The
But it
music was fire. Changed. Everyone's dancing. Like, you got your grandma. You got the newlywed couple. You got a birthday party girl. Everyone's having a good time. And
Honey.
everywhere we go, never fails, we get free liquor.
Everywhere we go. Shout out to my cousin. I forget her name.
Shout out to you, baby.
Honey. And she had my favorite rum.
Listen.
Rum. But wait. Maybe I. Nah. Some stuff need to stay in Cartagena. I ain't gonna say it.
Oh. Oh.
We had a time.
I remember.
No, because honey,
I thought she was about to talk about Shorty off the bus,
Oh,
but then
no. I was talking about when we were on the bus, why we even
I
got into alcohol in the first
remembered.
place.
Did you say that's how we got there? Alcohol in the first
Look, listen, because she was looking like, I can't
place.
say that because first of all, the internet is gonna have a field day. They're gonna be like,
Listen, my outfit was not the most secure. What are you talking about? Hey, what happens on Chiva Bus?
stays on the Chiva bus
Stays on Chiva
because nobody
Bus.
remembers because everybody was drunk.
Look, drunk. Did they drop us off at the club? Taboo.
Taboo was straight.
It was okay. The clubs that night were not my
No.
favorite.
Taboo was the second one we
We went
went to. I
somewhere
forget
first.
what the first one was called, but Taboo is like 2 doors
Yeah,
down.
it's right next door to Taboo. It's for some people. It
But
just wasn't
wait.
my vibe.
Can we talk about how we had to go to the bathroom and there was a attendee outside of the bathroom handing out 4 squares of tissue to everybody in line?
They said, what you're not about to do is stop up this toilet.
Look, I
What
get it. I get it.
you're not about to do, and I appreciate it because it was clean. No issues. Like, I was good. I appreciate it.
That was the only tip I felt was worth
Listen, I appreciate you, sister, because a nasty bathroom. Oh, I hate to see a
Baby,
nasty
but listen, I was like, these 4 squares, can you give me two more, please?
please.
Please.
You $2 for two more.
Because these 4 squares, honey.
Somebody was pissy.
And you couldn't sit there longer and wait to drip dry because she was knocking on that door.
Yeah, next person.
Come on
Because
out.
it was a line. But
I
it
was
was good.
like,
We
damn.
liked the salsa dance. It was a vibe, for sure.
I
I just
love
was
it.
feeling a little bit more ratchet. After the Chiva bus, I felt ratchet.
Yeah, but that was their version of Ratchet, which is cool.
Yeah, that was a little calm. I hopped to the spot next door. That one was chill. Good music. Everyone had good music. But we were tired. I ain't gonna hold you. We was waking up every morning. Did we go to the town? Is that when you got your food? I
No,
feel like
after
somebody got
Cuba.
food. Listen here, this lemonade. Don't know if I
Doodoo.
got it on the first video, but They have fresh squeezed lemonade that tastes like nothing I've ever tasted in my life. I didn't even know it was lemonade when I drank it because they have some natural organic sugar that changes the taste of everything. It was
Canela.
delicious. What is it called?
Canela.
Oh, panela.
And I've been
Oh,
tearing that thing up in my tea every
oh my
day.
gosh, it's so good.
Delicious.
Mine tastes like a cappuccino.
I'm almost mad that I didn't get more than one bag. I didn't think I was gonna have
Really
room in
good.
my suitcase, but I planned for this.
Yeah. Well, you brought back some stuff. All right, boom. Walk around, call it a night because, again, we have to be up early in the morning. We gotta stop at breakfast, get our free breakfast because we pay for it. And then we head off to the islands.
Where do we go?
We go to the Rosario
And guess
Island.
who our and guess who we ran into?
Yeah, boy, Angel.
Angel with
Everywhere.
backpackers.
Everywhere. We love Angel. We
But
didn't
Angel
have
was
him,
an
but
hour
our tour guide
guide.
was good. I
Yeah.
liked our tour guide.
Crap, what was his name? Frank? It was something with an F. And I
Maybe.
was like, that's not your name.
I don't think it was Frank though, but
I know it was something like
could it
along
have
those
been
lines, like
Franklin?
Franklin. It was
Been
Franklin.
Franklin.
Yeah, it was Franklin.
It was somewhere I was like, is he gonna be lit? Like
Nah, he was a vibe.
Angel, but he was good. He was a vibe. We get on there, we're on there with good people. When we arrive to the port little area, everyone's selling stuff, of course. They gave us some food. What did they give us? A fruit? It was some kind of food there.
Yeah, it was like
Everybody didn't get it.
it was
Everybody didn't
like
get a little
cantaloupe
packet.
and yeah, backpackers.
Oh, we have fruit. Yeah,
They
we
was
have
doing their
fruit.
thing.
Everybody didn't have it. So
Yep.
we was cool. We was cool. We was cool.
And
Get
because
on
we
our
had already
boat.
eaten, we was like, we just gonna save this for the boat trip.
So we get on there. Also, if you have snacks, if you have whatever you want to bring, would you bring it with you? It is not a place where you can't bring your stuff. Pack your bag, bring it with you. So get on the boat. It's chill at the beginning. I pop my motion sickness. So I need to be good. Popping it every couple hours too, religiously. How long? 4 to 6 hours? Popping it again. Because I'm not trying to be thrown up on this boat like the girl that got sick on the boat. So
Ooh.
it's chill at first. We have a little, a little museum tour. JoJo liked that. She liked history.
I love that. It was very, very touching. Now, there was this one part. He was like, who's afraid of the dark? Who's claustrophobic? And so, people raising their hands or whatever, whatever. He was like, okay, well, I'm gonna take you down. No, wait, let me start over. I gotta set the tone. So we're looking at all the artifacts. He's giving the history. He's talking about how the Spaniards and all this other stuff, conquered, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, history shit. So we get to like this little it's like a brick opening. He's like, who's afraid of the dark? Who's claustrophobic? Who believes in spirits? And I'm looking like,
Wrong question, wrong time.
he was like, all right, so the only way to get down to back where we started from is to go through here. Watch your step. It's very dark, it's very narrow. And if you feel somebody touch you, it's just the spirits of the past. Just yell.
Like, my guy.
Just yell.
Also, this is when we already in there. This is when we start walking down.
And you
Light
can't push. You
off.
can't, you literally have to go single file line
Yeah.
down this. It's so narrow. I'm praying the whole way down. I said, look,
Look, hold a
if
hand.
anything touches me in here,
There's nothing you can do. There's
I,
no way.
baby, listen, it's about to be an avalanche of people rolling down these flights of steps. Because let me tell you what, I'm getting out of there.
Everybody would have been stuck in there.
Everybody's ankle is going to be cracked and out of sorts because I am mauling my way down.
through here.
Listen.
We made it. We made it. Somebody
Ooh.
else.
Ooh, okay. So there was a guy. I ain't gonna talk too much junk because I believe in karma, but I believe in karma. And before we even got in good, mind you, this is the first stop. Before we even got in good into the place to look
Stop.
around, he tripped, and I'm still trying to figure out what he tripped on.
It's a freak accident. He tripped on like a rock.
Tripped, ankle.
Done. First trip of the islands.
He didn't
Done,
even get
done.
a chance to go to the other islands.
Again, emergency wheelchair. So be careful when you go. Wear those water shoes.
I don't know.
Don't
I feel
shoes.
like that was the ancestors.
Hey. I feel bad because the rest of the tour was a vibe. So, boom, first island. Second island, chill. Beautiful. We go, we make up a dance. Was it that one?
Oh yeah,
We made
that's the one when
up
we was in the
a little
ocean.
choreography.
Yeah.
Dang, we got a video. Who got the video of our choreography?
Susie doing? She didn't even send it over to us.
Man, I was like, I felt like Aaliyah. Maybe how we can close this
All right, that's
close.
it. Copyright infringement.
All right. So, bye. That island. Second island, we went snorkeling. You had the option to go snorkeling.
Yes, in the middle of the ocean.
Big Mika jump off the boat,
Wait a minute.
slid off the
She's
boat,
saying it as if she was brave. My girl
slid
had
off
a
the boat.
full-fledged panic attack before she decided to jump off the boat.
It's the ocean, and it
Girl.
got fish in there. But Big Mika jump off the boat, no life vest because she could swim.
She definitely had a life vest on. She be
No, that was
lying.
Susie. I ain't wear no life vest.
I have a video of you.
I don't have a life vest on.
Okay.
Look
Keep
it up right
going.
now because I feel
Keep
like I would struggle
going.
with a life vest on. All
Keep going.
right, because now I have to think about it. Like, no, I ain't have one on. Okay, we in there chilling in the water. Who comes? Two guys on a boat selling liquor. I don't know what you're on, but I'm not about to take shots in the ocean. Not on the boat, in the ocean. So things are getting lit. We getting lit. We talking to people. We doing new things. Boom, boom, boom. I meet some people there. Ohio. OH. Meet some people from Ohio. It's their birthday. They partying. We partying. Meet some people from New Orleans. They partying. We all partying. Now we starting to get lit.
Oh, wait. There was also the guy who was driving the boat jumped off the boat into the ocean. And he picked up a sea cucumber.
Picked it up.
It was moving.
Yeah, because it's
It
alive.
was squishy.
Listen. So it's a guy on the boat that's like the hype man. He getting everybody lit. He driving a boat, baby. We all getting liquor. Open our mouth. Not a liquor. Not a nothing. Liquor getting in our mouths.
First of
Okay.
all, we like this with the liquor bottle and it's
It's like,
and
but
the
we don't
afterwards
do
we like
it anyway. But we don't do it anyway because we on a party boat. Okay. We get lit. They like we going to the party island. Okay, party island. We pull up. It's a party island, honey.
listen.
There's a boat on boat on boat. Everybody just in the water. The water come up to like a little bit above your waist.
Before we finish this part, before the way I got off that boat and saw little tiny fish swimming around, and I'm not talking about like the size of a goldfish. I'm talking about the size of a tadpole. And it was, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. We're in the ocean for sure. You might not think you're in the ocean, you're in the ocean. Boats are both different sections, has different kind of music, twerk contests at the top. I was down, but I didn't have on the right swimsuit for that.
And I'm not gonna talk about how the water looked like. It was a little murky.
Little bit. It had some sand in
You
there.
for sure couldn't, I tell you
I
what,
some
you for
snail.
sure couldn't see. You couldn't see nothing.
A
And that
little sun,
terrified me.
except for the pool, the tatties. the tadpoles.
And
You
that's
saw
only
that.
because they swam to the top.
Listen, they got the guys coming around with fresh mussels, oyster
Ugh.
cracking open right there. You want it? Put a little lime on it. No, she's not doing that. She's not that type of seafood girl. Okay? They coming around. Food coming around. Again, I'm with my party people. Then they get marijuana. They're coming around.
He came around. He took his hat down. We got the best in Colombia. I
Like,
said, no, thank you, sir.
I don't know what my locks give off that say Rasta, but she did partake that day.
First of all, I don't know why they thought my insurance card was gonna work in Cartagena. I got Kaiser Permanente. The
Well,
only
girl, that ain't
place I could get
don't.
hurt at is in California.
That's it. I thought about that. Wait. To myself, like,
Yo,
if I get hurt anywhere, it's out of network. I
I
gotta
need
get
to
me
be
back
careful.
home. You gotta get me back
But
home.
baby, listen.
Like, because I can't afford it.
They be like, where you get hurt at? On Slauson.
Anywhere in California.
Anywhere in California.
I can be at the hospital in 2 days.
Sheesh.
And the way the pharmacy let you buy anything, I would have made it home. So.
We'll talk about that later.
It's party time, party time. I have my Ohio peoples, they smoking a little bit. I'm like, we partying. All right. I'm not a smoker. Also, I don't know if it was pure, if it was something, I don't know. But when you smoke, you're supposed to cough. And I didn't.
You supposed to call. Well, you also got to think.
I was also drinking.
Anything outside of the US is going to be fresh.
It was different. It was different. I'm wandering around, having a good time. Time to get back on the boat. This is where shit gets interesting. I have a pouch that I just bought with my phone in it. Okay?
What a
JoJo
pooch.
over there with a poncho, with a towel poncho on.
It was a wearable towel.
It was a wearable towel. Wind is blowing crazy. Again, I partaked in the party supplies. I'm on a boat like this, people.
Twerking.
Phone out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm up. Looking at JoJo, taping JoJo. I'm up. Okay? We hit the bump.
And if anybody has ever been on a speedboat, you
Hitting that water.
know it's bumpy.
We hitting that water. Boom, boom, wind blowing in our hair. Ooh. Wind blows. Takes Susie's hat. Boom. Susie jumps up to get her hat. Hits my hand. My phone goes bye-bye.
In the ocean is
Phone
swimming
goes
with the fishes.
bye-bye in the ocean. I sit there and contemplate life, and everything goes through my mind.
First of
Everything
all, she was too high to even be mad. Let's just start there.
and thank goodness, every emotion goes through my mind. All right, I've had my phone in this see-through plastic cover all day. And I take it out this time. Of all times, this is when I take it out. And it goes bye-bye. And I can do nothing but sit there like this.
Oh wow, you didn't have a life vest on. You was really playing with your life in Cartagena.
How to swim.
Don't mean nothing.
So everybody else around me had life vests on. I'd jump on, I'd catch on to somebody.
Yeah, Susie know how to swim, and she had on one.
It just took you down, weighs you down. All
Girl,
right,
bye.
so look, I go through. I'm like, all right, I'm on vacation. What am I about to do here? I don't have a phone. Am I gonna be using the phone? Do I get the data plan? Do I need the phone that is an older phone? Am I gonna let this run on vacation? Yes, I have my pictures, but at the same time, they're all backed up because that's what iPhones do, they back themselves up. So am I gonna get upset in this moment, or I'm gonna chill? I'm gonna chill because I also smoked a little weed and I had a little bit of drink and we're driving a boat. So what am I really about to do right here? Am I tripping? Everybody else having a really good time. Fuck me in the ass. Oh, I'm so upset. But I can't really be mad. But is it Susie's fault because she hit my hand, or is it my fault because I had it out of the plastic case and I really should have had it in a plastic case? Am I tripping? Am I gonna let this fuck up my vacation? And then I proceed to dance. I proceed to get up and shake my ass on the boat because there's nothing I can do at this point. And I've already gone through all of the scenarios.
Listen.
So we get back from the boat, having a wonderful time.
Oh, just in time, Susie.
Oh my goodness, am I guest starring right now?
Your guest
You
star,
are the guest
babes.
star. Oh my goodness, featuring Susie.
Featuring Susanna, baby girl, listen. Baby girl, listen. She just got finished telling the people how you knocked her phone in the ocean.
Oh no, that was not my
Tell us
fault.
in your own words what happened, Susie.
All right. In my own words right now. So we were in the boat, right? We were all sitting down. The waves were super, it started to get choppy. And I remember I put my life chest, my life, what is it, lifeguard,
The life
whatever,
jacket.
life jacket on because those bumps, ooh, they were hurting my butt. And someone was a little too tight,
Can you name
and
who that someone was, Susie?
she was real turned up, like real turned up.
Is the
She
person in
was,
question Tamika?
yes, the person in question is Tamika Takis over there. So she was like standing, and I get it, she was feeling herself. And but the winds, ooh, they were so windy. All I remember was my hat was gonna fall off. I held it, and then I just heard her go,
Wow, Susie. So what you're saying is because of the winds and Tamika's neglect to take her phone out of the waterproof pouch that she dropped her phone because she was too turned.
Yeah, she was feeling the music. She was literally standing up while the water was choppy.
Yeah, I believe Susie. I didn't see it. I was there. I didn't see it, but I believe Susie.
Oh, this is wild. Who run the tapes? If anybody on that boat see this pod and y'all got footage, run it.
She said, run the tapes.
Run it, because this was a
Run
group
the tape.
effort. This was a group.
You're gonna have to ask that Brazilian couple in front of a
Hey, yo, they was recording everything.
not, but they also probably ain't remember
Everything.
nothing. Because they drove the boat. They took shots more than all of us.
Yeah, and he actually had the shots, didn't miss his mouth.
It's just wild. They missed everybody else's.
He was a pro.
All
All
right,
right,
all right.
Susie, thank you so much for giving us your input.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you. Also, where are you? Are you off of work?
Yeah, Judy.
Yes, I just got home.
Why did you just get home? Didn't I tell you to come by here and get this nasty chocolate bar out of my refrigerator before I throw it away?
Wait,
Well,
did you buy
you
the Dubai
told me I'm
chocolate?
gonna get it tomorrow. I'm gonna get it tomorrow.
All
You bought
right,
the Dubai.
Susie. Bye, Susie.
Bye. It was a pleasure. Hasta luego, amigos.
Hasta luego, Susana.
Bye.
Oh,
Oh,
I'm gonna have to edit that because I don't need y'all trying to call Susie.
like, not you like.
Because I was trying to show her face, but I forgot that the number appears. So now I gotta blur it out.
Now you're
More
about to
work
have to
for
do
me.
so much. All right, so boom, we get off the boat. We go to the crib. I'm tired. I'm still high at this point. We about to get ready for dinner. We gonna chill. I borrow the ladies' phones. I text my family. Hey, it's Tamika. Drop my phone in the ocean, dancing on a boat. No, I didn't even say that. I said, hey, lost my phone, shaking ass on a boat, dash Tamika.
Man, if that
Was
didn't
it?
cause all types of interruption,
It's like,
they
was it
thought
the
the
best?
damn girl was kidnapped.
Was it the best message? No. But I was also hot and sleepy. So then I left them with the phone. I go to my room and go sleep.
Mind you, this was on Susie's phone. Susie is the only one who got the data plan. I wasn't about to do that. If you need to contact me, wait until I'm back in the room with Wi-Fi and we can talk on WhatsApp. My phone was blowing up. I said, they are killing my data. I said, what is happening?
I thought about that later, like that wasn't a good message.
No.
To be fair, I did call my mama and I FaceTimed her, but she didn't answer phone. So I text the group chat. Hey, lost my phone, shaking it on a boat, dash Tamika.
When I say I don't know how Shell found my WhatsApp, my girl videoed me. Jogo, where's Tamika? What happened? Tell me exactly what happened. And then, as soon as I get
Y'all.
off her, here come y'all. I look. I literally have three. You've been added to three groups. I said, what is this? What is this?
Better you than me, because I'm upstairs like
And I go up there banging on the door. Message.
look, half naked. Hello. It's my sister. Yeah, it's me. I'm alive.
Girl,
You
mind
been
you, we
lost
got
my
two more
phone
days of this trip when that happened.
days. 2 more days. All right, so boom, next day. Jeez. Oh, we didn't do nothing for real for the last day. Next day was the best day because I went to the spa. Wait, what did we do for dinner that night? Is that the night that we went for that nasty food? Oh no, we went to steakhouse. Went to steakhouse. It was like Americanized steakhouse.
Yes, that Tamika picked out. Let the record show.
It was great ambiance. It was really nice looking spot. I had a burger because it was like pub food. Again, the best burger. It was the second best burger I've ever had in my life because the other one was the first place we went to. I have no complaints whatsoever. We walked around the square. I had a good time. We didn't go out that night. We were going to.
No. So we were supposed to go to Delirium.
Oh, we went out.
So for some
We went to the
reason,
rooftop bar. Oh,
Delirium was not at the location that it's advertised for. All right, let's see how sketchy this is. Tell us your thoughts. So we're supposed to go to Delirium again. TikTok warriors over here telling, go to Delirium. Go to Delirium. Okay. So we had all intentions of going to Delirium. We get there to the spot where, the address says this is Delirium. It's the owner's spot. He owns that spot, but it was not Delirium. It was apparently the old Delirium because most recently he moved Delirium to another location. So he was like, if y'all wait here, we actually have a Sprinter van that we picking
yeah.
people up and taking them
To
to
take
the
you to the delivery.
location. I said, this sounds like trafficking.
That sounds fishy. Just wait here. We're gonna put you on a boat to a destination that you don't know, but that's where you go for the party.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna stay right here.
I was like, y'all don't want to give us the address?
Not like I know how to read the addresses over there, but
Like,
I'm not.
at least if you would have gave us the address, I could have plugged it into Google. But literally, when you type in Delirium on
It goes
Google, it
that
gives you
location.
the address to the location that we were already at.
Yeah. So,
Very sketchy.
When in doubt, go with your instincts. Okay, so we stayed at the spot. Nice, three floors. Top
Thank
floor was
you.
great. They had big screen TV, music videos, nice music. It was a vibe. Rooftop overlooked the city. It was beautiful.
And the rooftop was called 1811 Gastro Bar.
1811. It was nice.
It was
A vibe.
nice.
I highly recommend it. Now, we didn't stay too long because again, we was tired.
And honestly, that wasn't like it wasn't a turn up spot. It was just
No,
a,
it was a chill.
it was like a lounge.
Chill.
Yeah.
And we had already eaten and we weren't drinking. So at that point,
First of all,
it was just
when
good.
nobody about to drink there, them drinks was expensive.
It was. The drinks
Everywhere
were
else was pretty
expensive.
much
The food
affordable.
was expensive. But I still say go. If you want to chill and you don't mind spending a little money, go, because it was nice.
Wait a minute, though. I'm gonna tell y'all this and then y'all make y'all decision. On the menu for imported beers, it says Smirnoff
Oh.
Ice.
That decides if you're gonna go. It was imported.
They told me everything I needed to know.
It was imported. So boom. After that, walk around because of course we walked everywhere. It was wonderful. Walk around the city, go back to the crib. Next day, like a preschooler, I have to get dropped off because I don't have a phone. So wake up, eat a little breakfast. We go to the spa. Susie couldn't go because she was sunburned like
Oh yeah, Susie was
Susie's
sunburned. And
sunburn was bad.
I didn't want a massage. I just wanted a facial because the first day we already told y'all we was in customs forever. So I was like, before we leave, I need to do my coffee tasting. So I was like, I just want the facial. I don't need the whole full massage. But
And I'm
it
gonna
was cute.
do coffee. I'm doing a massage.
We went to
I
relax.
relax spa. It was relaxing, really nice, affordable. I did a 3 hour spa day, and it's not like go to the sauna, go to the jacuzzi. No. 3 hours of pampering, massage, facial, body scrub. I never felt so soft in my
They even
life.
decorated the room. It was so cute. It
Ooh.
was so cute.
I think I was sleeping 5 minutes.
She was
And I
snoring.
didn't even know.
Snoring.
I'm not even a snorer.
My girl was calling hogs.
So it had to be relaxing. It was great. Oh my gosh. I don't know what it is about those little hands, but they be in there. Okay, let me tell you what though. They give you paper panties and a paper bra. Keep in mind, I said, no one there is big. No one there is really small. I don't know what the fuck this paper panties and bra is supposed to cover. It was like, I don't even know what I can and can't say on a pod, but it was like the lips, it covered the crack. Okay? The back covered crack. The breast assist, it covered that much. For someone with a smaller frame, it could have covered everything. But for me, it did not. But also, I'm used to massages. So you could have kept that. Anyway.
She loved getting naked for a massage.
Look, oh my gosh. Because why are we playing? Get in there. Why
Ew.
is we playing? But also, don't do it too hard.
Bruh, if I was a masseuse and you came in butt bookie ass naked, girl, get
They
the
give
fuck
you the
out.
option. They give you the option. Also, one, wait a minute. If you gonna pull my clothes off anyway, why would you tell me to keep them on? Why would you give me the option? I ran into that with my first massage. I was like, okay, I can do the topless, but I'm gonna keep my panties on. What they do, they tuck that sheet in your panties and they shimmy them on down.
They don't
So
do
why
all
would I wear them?
that. They don't do all that.
What? You went to my masseuse, yeah?
That's because Tamika be getting them happy endings.
Yeah, I never got the number.
You heard it here. You heard it here live.
I never Hilarious. I never did that, y'all.
No,
Okay.
I ain't never go to your masseuse because you be going to the most sketchiest places.
It do be looking sketchy. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm not doing that. If I'm getting a
It do
massage,
be
I need
looking
to look like
sketchy.
luxury.
But it was really good. They walk on my back, but they scrub me down. Oh, I've never felt so soft.
Now that
Face.
facial.
Face.
The facial was great. And with the facial came a hand massage and a foot massage. Now,
I
I
didn't
need to
know
get a foot
that.
massage from all that walking. But wait, I
I
don't
was
know what it was. I wish she would have wrote down the ingredients that she used on our face because there was a point where my face was on fire.
no. Yeah, it
I
was.
was like, it's burning. It's burning. I didn't say anything, but I'm breathing
I
heavy.
was
I was like,
over there like, is JoJo feeling this? Why does it
girl, all of a sudden I felt a fan come and cool it down. I said, thank you, Lord.
burn? Man, that was a good facial. What was it? What else was it that they did? I can't even remember. But everything, relax, spa. You did that. You did your big one. Small, tiny place. And then
So while Tamika was still getting her spot because she got the 3 hour joint, my joint only lasts maybe about an hour for the facial. I went through
hold
Ipaka.
on. 3 hours, $160.
I couldn't even tell you how much mine was, but I only gave them one bill.
$160.
Yeah,
Three hours.
my facial was mad affordable. And I think when I converted it over to USD, I think it was only like $30.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah, it was so
That
affordable.
was mine once it with a tip.
Yeah.
Me?
Oh yeah, I had her come back.
Have,
I was like,
and
can I
then
give her a tip?
you can have whatever you want from me.
Yeah, because my shorty was pregnant. I said, oh, she need this tip for her baby.
Right, so you went to do your coffee.
I went to Iboka. So Susie met us. Like we said, she couldn't get the massage because she was badly sunburned. So she stayed behind in the hotel to get ready. And then she came to meet me. We ended up stopping. Susie got her emerald ring. When you go, Cartagena is known for emeralds. Now, I will say this. If you go to more of like the higher end jewelry spaces and get like the larger emerald rocks or like stuff like that, they actually, you can get it tax free. They do the paperwork for you. You have to submit it. You have to go, like when you're leaving, go to the airport a little bit early, submit that, and then they'll actually give you money back. Especially if, I don't know if he said if it was only for US residents or if it's for everybody, but that's something to look into if you're going to Cartagena and you plan on getting emeralds.
Beautiful emeralds, but I tell you what, the difference between gold and silver or platinum.
Crazy.
Go, just stay home.
Crazy.
Unless you're trying to drop something, stay home.
Crazy.
Okay, silver,
So,
platinum. Yeah, buy them all. Buy up all the emerald jewels. We know.
listen.
All right.
She pulled that right. First of all, when we went into the Emerald store, I'm like, ooh, I really like that necklace because I'm so used to everywhere we've been to, been so affordable. So dirt cheap, and I'm like, oh, I'm
Wait,
about
they're
to come
also telling
back.
us the price in Colombian pesos
Yes.
everywhere we go.
So I'm like, I'm about to come back to the US, bling blinging with some emeralds. You know what I'm saying? There was this nice rock. When
She
I say
went,
that thing was
they got
mine,
the biggest
I said, yeah,
dome.
give me that. Give me that. And I said it with so much conviction in my voice. She was like, oh, she a baller.
Listen, Susie over there, like, I like that. I like that. I like that. How much did you say? Yes. Oh, yeah. Give me that. Give me that.
So me and Susie was in there like, I want this, I want this. Susie picking out like a lot of little stuff. Like, I need this for my mom, I need this for this. And I'm like, I need this big rock for
I
me, I
need
need
that big.
this
How
big
much
rock
is
for
it? 5,000?
Saturday. So I was
Like
like,
5,000?
oh, COP, cool. Like, what? She was like, oh no, this is in USD.
We say, you know what? Let's think about it. We're gonna shop around a little bit more, and we'll be back.
USD. First of all, I should have known better when we walked in and they immediately spoke better English than me.
Yeah. Why are you here?
Ma'am, bring me the real Colombians with the
Listen.
Colombian prices.
Give me COP all day.
20,000 USD. If I had that, do you think we would have vacationed here? Like, let's be for real.
Would have went
No, we
there.
wouldn't. We wouldn't have been in that part of Colombia. We would have been in the villas.
No, we wish. Oh, we would have been in a villa, but
Yeah.
we would have been to Bogota, Medellin. We would have
We
been there
wouldn't
for
even been
2 weeks.
there because of those are the tourist areas.
All
Run me Escobar's old mansion.
right. Hey, they didn't talk about him as much as I thought they would.
No, they weren't doing that, but they definitely sold t-shirts with his mugshot on it.
Listen, keychains. That's it. You're not going to get any traditional souvenirs. Don't go over there thinking you come home with a t-shirt.
Oh yeah. You know what? That's one thing that I
Surprise, surprise.
do appreciate about Cartagena. You are not about to go over there and come back thinking you about to appropriate anything with their souvenirs. You're not about to get a hat. You're not about to get the dresses that they wear. You no, none of the
None of that.
traditional stuff. We're giving you maybe a cute
Oh,
handmade bag.
I did.
We some
I'm not gonna lie.
keychains, but you're not getting nothing traditional.
I did get this purse, and this has been my favorite thing. I've been wearing it every day.
Did you break it?
A little bit. How could you see that far away?
You so rough.
I try to put a lot in here as if it was not this
As if it's
material.
not made of straw. And then you had the nerve to clip something on the side of the handmade
I
bag.
needed my hand sanitizer.
And it's gonna snag.
I gotta take that off. I need you to help me fix it. I put in the inside. I do need you to help me fix this. It's my favorite thing. I love it so much. It's the best thing I ever bought in my life.
We could find you an African to fix it. I shouldn't have said that. That was so
Like,
crazy.
out of all people,
Because
out
I was
of
thinking
normal.
village, they have the skill to fix stuff like that. That was so crazy.
Didn't even know where you were coming from with that. I'm gonna just get some thread from my hair. If I got a blonde one.
I think maybe what I said wasn't so bad then. Because that was terrible.
Because I was gonna say hair.
You
I
putting thread on that. That's not thread.
don't know, but I love
That's crazy. Okay,
So
so.
me. Anyone wants to know who I am as a person? That's it.
Broken.
A little colorful, a flower, a little crisscross applesauce. Yeah. She thinks she's funny. No one's laughing but her. If no one laughs at your jokes, joke's on you.
Who taught you that, Miss TT?
I just do. All right, so boom. We do that. We attempt, of course, change our clothes, get cute for Den Den. We attempt to go to Marina.
No, we did go to Marina.
What do we attempt to go to?
We already
Wait.
talked about Anna.
We went to Marina?
Yes, that's the one that had the Jamaican Colombian singer. Yo, I ain't never heard.
Oh
I never heard of
my
such.
gosh, Marina.
My boy was up there. He had a Jamaican accent
Yeah.
speaking Spanish. I said, what? It was amazing.
It was amazing. His song selection was great. I was getting ready to go up there and karaoke. Marina is a vibe. And
Yo, that
it
was the biggest
was
cultural
perfect.
experience I've ever had in my life.
I thought it was wonderful. I had a taco. I don't even know what was in the taco. It was some kind of jerk, spicy mango taco. I don't know.
I had flowers and grilled lettuce. First of all, they grilled the lettuce. They put the lettuce on the grill, flipped it over, grilled it some more,
It was
put some
interesting.
flowers on it and drizzled something on it, put a little cheese. And it was delicious.
It was, I don't know what it was,
I ain't
but
never had hot lettuce in my life.
it was interesting. My taco was fire. They came and sang me a little song. My girl surprised me.
You want to know what song they sung her in
Ratchet. Okay,
Colombia?
this is the thing. You can pick your own birthday songs. So everyone has a different song. And I knew when this song came out that they were walking to my table.
One time for the birthday. Hey, one time for the
Hey.
birthday. I'm
Can I
looking
yell it back?
around like,
Out of all the songs? I said, out of all the songs? But yeah.
also, Susie picked it.
What?
Ain't pick it because I would
Susie.
have chosen a song that was worse.
When they play my neck, my back on the boat.
When I tell you, if you ain't never seen a group of white people so uncomfortable in their life,
And a group of black people that sung it.
wait a
So
minute. And the group of black people that were on the boat, we were outnumbered. We
yeah,
were
oh yeah, it was
hella
four, five of
outnumbered.
us. We on there, my neck.
Just like that.
Hey, hilarious. Uncut. It was uncut in real life.
It was uncut. But
Okay. All
wait,
right, Marina.
there's
Yeah.
more.
With the Marina or the boat?
No, the guy, the tour guy was singing it too.
Yeah. He the
I said, I know that's
one
right.
put it on. I don't even know if anyone requested it, but he put it on. He
Definitely
said,
didn't request
"We're
that.
going to get lit."
Honey, I'd be forgetting about that song until you
Turn on
sing.
my neck and my back to follow it up with, "If I could find 1,000 miles."
Oh yeah, he had to soften it up for the
To
people
follow it up. Yeah,
to the left of us.
you knew what you was doing.
Because the Brazilians beside us, I'm sure they couldn't
But you know,
understand a word, but they was jamming.
jamming. We liked it. All right, Marina, they gave me some free cheesecake. This is how you know the ingredients are pure. I've never had a cheesecake that tastes like cheese in my life.
And
Okay?
you would think that it's supposed to taste like cheese because
I
cheesecake.
never
I
had a
just feel
cheesecake.
like we over saturate and sugar everything in the US. It's
I'm
crazy.
just a Sara Lee cheesecake type of bitch. And I've never had it. But the drizzle of the fruit, something, made it all worthwhile.
Did you say Sara Lee?
You don't like Sara Lee?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Oh my
I
God.
know my taste was a little iffy. I will take Sara Lee cheesecake any day of the week over any other cheesecake.
That's why you ain't never had cheesecake before.
Not that tastes like cheese. I've had cheesecake.
Sara Lee is disgusting.
Oh my gosh, it's delicious. And I like to get it. I haven't had it in a long time.
You eat like a toddler.
First off, because I can't be eating like that anymore. But when I had it, I get the strawberry kind, but I don't want the strawberries. I just want the glaze. So I take the strawberries out. It was delicious.
We listen and we judge
Oh.
hard.
Always. I wish I wasn't a judger, but she is. So, boom, we do that. Did we go to Casa Palenque?
No, we didn't get a chance to go to Casa Palenque because them two was tired.
We were also trying to hunt down a empanada of some sort. Also running away from a mouse, rat, the first one that we
Oh,
saw.
that was the first one. But
Also
also,
getting in a trick taxi.
we were oh, let's get to that taxi man. But first,
Yeah.
that was the first rat we saw. But mind you, we weren't in the area. We were in by the ocean, like closer to the ocean.
It
Very
was
first rat we
closer to
saw
Boca
ever.
Grande.
Listen. One thing I
Run for your life.
don't play about is live animals. And that sounds crazy.
We ran.
I could rephrase that, but I'm not going to. I said what I said.
It's all right. That's all right. So boom, we looking for a ride. We just standing on the side of the street. Ain't nobody outside no more.
Wait. So we on InDrive. And if anybody has ever used InDrive, it's dope. I love it. I
Look,
love
PSA,
InDrive.
break it down. How does InDrive work, JoJo?
Okay, so InDrive is the app that you should use when you go to Colombia. Basically, it's like their version of Uber, but it doesn't give you the prices. It gives you a suggestion. It's like, okay, from where you are going to your destination, this is what we suggest based off of what other people have paid. But you can put any amount you want. Now, you can't lowball because if you lowball, it does like give you an alert like, okay, this is the minimum that you at least have to do. So, boom, cool. But it's literally like the drivers, they can accept it. Some of them, they'll accept it. But then if they see, like, I don't know what it looks like on their end, but I feel like they know we need to get to this destination. So they'll
Stop.
accept it and then they'll cancel. And then what they'll do is, because the app like regroups and it's like, okay, well, we're looking for another driver because this driver canceled. That same driver that just canceled on you will try to come back and be like, try to do a counter offer, like, oh, how about this instead? So I hit no.
She hit no so many times. We were gambling. JoJo was gambling while
I
we
was
waiting
gambling.
outside. When I say it was three other people outside on some random street for like 30 minutes,
It was
we
amazing.
gambling because she would not give in to this extra dollar, this
Yeah.
extra USD.
No. It wasn't no extra USD. It was hella USD because they knew. They knew.
They knew she was trying to get
And then one of the
home.
drivers kept riding past. He rode past five, six, seven
Like,
times.
we know it's you.
We
Come
like,
get
we
us.
know it's you because when it pops up, it shows the car in their face. I'm like, I know it's you. And so he waited at the end of the street. Because he waited for us to do it again and then he counter offer. I was like, oh, he playing with me.
Joke's on you.
Mind you, he was
You
a
ain't giving
taxi
in.
driver. He was a taxi driver.
Needless to say, we get in a random driver's car.
We get a taxi driver and Susie is talking to him like, how much? She literally said, how much from here to get to our destination? She gave him the address and everything. He gave us the amount, and literally from the end drive, it was maybe like $3 cheaper. And I was like, oh, well, let's do the taxi then.
Yeah. We get close. He's like, oh, I gotta keep going. Oh, it's gonna be more. It's gonna be more for who?
We said more. We literally gave
Well,
you the direction. Mind you, this taxi driver act like he didn't know the area.
he
He's like, can you
went
put the address
around
in?
town, honey.
I'm like, put the address in, homie. That's your fault. You ain't know where to go.
Right, he went all the way around. But joke's on you, pull over, because we'll get out and walk, because we know where we
Yup.
are now. We've
Cause
been
we once we got
here
to an
several
area,
days. We
once
know
we
where
got to
we
an
at.
area where we were, Susie was like, oh, we'll stop right here and here's the money we owe you.
Thank
Deuces.
you. Meanwhile, you going up the street past our spot.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Tamika trying to get out and he over here trying to pull off. I'm like, her leg.
Hello, let me out. Pull over, let us out. Boom. We walk back
Time.
to the crib. Do, 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 do. When did you get your food that you thought it was so delicious?
I had got that earlier in the trip.
Oh. All right. So, boom. Get to the hotel, tired, knocked out. Wake up in the morning. We got shit to do. All right. We need to get back to the airport, but no, we got to go shopping.
We don't
And
have to go shopping. Susie decided she wanted to wait until
she
the
done
trip
bought
before me.
jewelry that's done the day of us going to the airport to leave.
At literally hours before, because it wasn't ready when they said it was going to be ready. Rightfully so, because it's a custom emerald ring. I was like, Susie, you should have got this earlier in the trip. We've been here a week.
Look, we had to get up, pack our stuff to make sure it's done, have it all ready,
Mind you, my stuff was
go on
already
this
packed.
journey to go. Meanwhile, I'm on the hunt for a book and a pen because I'm about to get on this flight with no cell phone. That's when it snapped. I said, I don't need a phone this whole trip, but I'm about to fly 9 and a half, 10 hours back with no phone on a plane that don't got no TV. I'm lose my mind.
I don't think we mentioned this, but we rode Copa Airlines. And I'm not gonna name the name of this person, but this person works at the airline. And when he found out I was flying Copa Airlines, busted out laughing and said, "Oh, wow, that's the Spirit Airlines of International." I immediately cussed Tamika out because this was her doing.
I don't know what it was. All the airlines was the same price. Also, if that's the Spirit, I could fly Spirit.
No.
I ain't did it, but for 2 hours, I can fly Spirit.
Baby, listen, 9 hours with no TV, I was struggling.
I was like, what? Because you giving us free Wi-Fi? Any flight that gives you free Wi-Fi, I don't want it. I want a TV and I would love some headphones.
And I would love the picture of that food that they sent to us, that grilled cheese. I had my mouth set
Oh
on
yeah,
that
they sent
grilled
to something
cheese.
else.
They gave us
But I'm
some damn
okay. I
rice.
was content. I was
They gave
content.
us some damn rice pilaf with chicken.
I was content. But I also ate breakfast before I got on there. So, but y'all didn't, because we was on the hunt for Emerald Ring. Then we end up finding stuff to take back home.
I ended up leaving them too. One, this is how you know Cartagena, like I felt 1,000% safe. We each of us had a chance to kind of walk around by ourselves and go to different places. Like I literally walked 20 to 25 minutes by myself, stopped at
Yes,
different
I felt
stores.
safe.
I was cool. I was cool.
I got picked up because I had no phone.
Yeah, Tamika had to have a chaperone.
I also don't speak Spanish.
That as well. But while they was there, because I was like, Tamika, you got to stay with Susie to make sure she gets back on time.
Man, Susie about to
Because
have a
Susie can't
missed
be
a flight.
trusted on her own.
Susie can't be trusted on her
She can't
own.
be trusted. So I was like, I'm going to go because if I don't get a shower, I'm going to have an attitude.
And we've been there. Been there a year or two before. No one wants that.
So I needed to go back and get a shower before I got on this plane. But I ended up stopping at a couple stores because I had to get my little doo-doo some doggy toys.
We got some good stuff. Good stuff. All right. From Just Ask Alex, swooped us up. Again, you're not going to get a van from nowhere. So if
Yeah,
you want a thicky, icky, icky, plan accordingly.
no.
Drop us off at the airport. It was smooth sailing from there. I had to improvise. I did not find a pen and paper or pencil or crayon or whatever
She used a
while we
throw-up
were out.
bag.
And don't think you're about to steal it from your hotel because you're not. And I was out of Colombian pesos, so I improvised.
Guess it
Kudos.
wasn't out of Colombian pesos.
I had to pay for the ride. I didn't have n enough to buy anything, so I paid for the ride.
Her and Susie, money was done. Me, I'm over here buying up everything because I'm like, I don't want to take this home. I still ended up taking money home.
Money's done. Mine's done. I found a couple coins in my purse.
I still got a couple bills and coins.
Oh no. Money was done, though. I used the little barf bags. I tore it open, had me some paper. I had a lady sitting next to me. You got a pen? Borrow her pen. Boom. I wrote a musical on the
Didn't
flight.
you ask me for a pen? I had pens.
I feel like I asked everyone for everything. You
You
knew
didn't
I
ask
needed
me.
it. You saw me going from store to store looking for a pen and paper, and you had a pen?
I thought you wanted like a souvenir or something.
No, I wanted an activity for the plane.
Thought you just wanted a Cartagena pen.
Oh, girl, she crazy. Lying.
I had three pens.
That's crazy to me that you had three pens. And we was going from store to store looking for a pen because I refused to pay more than a dollar.
Bruh, I thought that you wanted like some sort of souvenir Colombian
I
pen.
got my souvenir. I got a purse. Souvenirs, memories. Ain't got no phone. I ain't about to buy no souvenir for nobody.
A pen is a memory.
No.
That's stationary.
I can't believe her.
Don't do that.
Y'all understand how long I
People
was looking
love
for a pen.
stationary.
Y'all don't understand how long I was looking for a pen. I bought a children's notebook and a pen. That's what I was trying to buy, but I had no money. And that was our trip. We came back, we went to customs. They went to use the bathroom before customs,
I had to
knowing
go to the bathroom.
everybody and their mama is coming through customs.
Bro.
I'm in and out. I get through customs in LA in 15 minutes. I get my bag. My wheel broke because they made me check it.
We was only in the line for 25 minutes.
Was 25 minutes more on top of my 15 minutes of 45 minutes.
We still had to wait on Susie's bag when we got down there because it wasn't down there.
Boom. Get my ride. And
And
that was it.
then for a week, matter of fact, a week and a half, we were pooping our life away.
Oh my gosh.
When I say
Our food here is so bad. I'm not gonna
this
hold you. The food here is
wasn't,
so bad.
it wasn't a stomach cramp I felt. I don't know what it was. It wasn't
Listen.
like a menstrual cramp, and it wasn't like oh, I have like indigestion or something like that. This was literally like,
It was like food poisoning from America's.
no, and I've had food poisoning. It didn't even
Oh,
feel
I've
like
never had
that.
it. I've never had it.
It was like you went from fresh and now you're eating BS again.
For sure. That's exactly what it was.
Mind you, everything in my house is organic, supposed to be.
It's
Tore me up.
a lie. We come back, stomach's messed up. First shower, I come out. Why is my body peeling all over?
Look.
And I got, no, I can't look. I got trypophobia.
Girl.
I was looking at my arms like, oh no, I've never used so much lotion and Vaseline in my life.
Oh, you're making me itch. You're making me
That's
itch.
how I had me.
But overall, okay, on a scale of 1 through 10, what do you give the full trip? And this was you and Susie's second trip together, right?
We went to Hawaii the year
I was
before.
gonna say second. This was Susie's first time going out the country.
I'm gonna say 8.95.
Okay, 8.95.
I had a great time. The only thing I wish I moved my money a little bit different.
Or do you wish that you would have listened?
No, because I brought the right money. I didn't pay for all of the excursions ahead of time. No,
Oh.
this was the thing. I didn't want to pay in USD. I didn't want to pay with a card. I should have got more Colombian pesos. Otherwise, I mean, I also lost the phone. So
Yeah.
that's pretty high for you to
I
have
just
lost
think
the phone and ran out of money.
next time you go on a trip, maybe follow word from word the directions that are given to you.
I just need more money.
Next time,
Because
when you're on a
you
trip,
told me USD.
Follow
You told me bring USD.
Word.
People want USD. You can pay with USD.
No, I say you
to
can
get
pay
there,
for the
nobody wants
excursion.
USD.
You can pay for the excursions in USD, and it didn't matter because you didn't take USD money out. You didn't even take enough money out.
I had enough. I took $200.
That wasn't enough.
It would have been if I didn't use all my pesos.
Again, Tamika just used her listening ears.
That's it. We had one restaurant that was the worst thing I ever tasted in my life. Only one, and it wasn't even on our list. Lost my phone, one bad restaurant, not enough money. Still, 8 point, what'd I say? I'm gonna say 95. 8.95.
8.95. It was cool. I had a great time. The only thing is, I don't like heat, but they can't change that.
Can't change that because it was hot.
Can't change it. So it was fine. I was cool.
It was a good trip.
If the only thing I would probably change is that we should have been there longer.
I know you said that.
I could have added plenty more stuff to that
I
list.
felt like it was good. I like to be rushed on vacation. I saw everything I needed to see there. Now, had we added in
You
what's
didn't
it called?
though.
Medellin. Otherwise, I was good with Cartagena. I felt like I was good. I didn't get to ride a random motorcycle.
Tamika's the most frugal person that you would ever meet in your life.
I ain't need about
She
nothing.
didn't want to add on no more days because she didn't want to take no PTO.
I gotta go to work. I'm in sales. I get commission. I'm in work. I'm
Girl.
missing monies.
Girl.
Also, I have to get ready for Germany. So I need these days.
Oh, yeah. You need to go have your eat, pray, love moment in Germany.
I'm not coming back.
I support that because let me go ahead and go to Europe. I'm not coming back.
I'm gonna go
I'm
through
buying
Germany.
a one way.
I've been practicing my lingual.
Period. When you going for your birthday next year?
No, it's cold. I'm not going to go. I'm trying to go in fall. It's just still cold. If I feel safe, because it's a lot of crashes and I'm a little scared. And I don't know what the government doing. Don, I don't know what he's doing. I
First
might
of
have to
all,
postpone until next year because
I will say, when we got back from Colombia,
shit went down.
The day after we got back, Donald messing with the Colombian president. I said,
like, ain't letting planes in or something. I don't know all the details, but I know I might have got stuck. And again, I have no more pesos.
he was doing too much.
I don't know what was going on, but
He's doing way too much. I
I'm a
will
little.
say, next time I'm definitely bringing my laptop because if I ever get stuck somewhere, I could work from my laptop.
Yeah, I need more electronics. If I
And
had
I
an
can,
app, I would have been cool.
yeah, keep that USD coming in. Forget the COP
Please.
at that moment.
I
Keep
can
that
stay here.
USD coming in.
I can stay here and live luxury.
For sure.
I'm never cooking. I'm only eating out.
Bro, I would have rented out a villa, and I'm pretty sure the villa probably would have been only $200.
I had an amazing time. Colombia, Cartagena owes me nothing.
Owes me nothing. It was great. It was a great trip.
I highly recommend it.
And that concludes part two of our Cartagena trip.
Our vacation.
Now, to our unpopular opinion. Do you want to do the honors?
No.
No. Of course you don't.
Wait, you ask me, and every time I forget that you're going to ask and I answer it like you didn't ask me before.
She's crazy. Okay, so this episode's unpopular opinion by JoJo is, I feel like people who experience FOMO on a consistent basis is nosy and they need to find something to do. Get a hobby, even.
I'm
You
nosy.
want to be everywhere all the time. Why? Sit down. You're nosy. And then when you get there, you like, Bro, you're nosy. At this
Yeah.
point, it needs to be studied, and it's a condition.
That's a popular one. That might be a popular opinion.
Yeah. Now, see you next time on Are We Cats?
So I know we're gonna need to talk about Paradise and Love Is Blind.
Oh,
Bye.
yeah, those are good ones. Bye. Bye. I'm hitting end, but I can't find the end button. So you're going to get this song until I find it. Oh,
Someone, little elevator
yeah.
music.
Oh, I found it. All right. Bye, y'all. Oh, no, I didn't. I was about to hit end for all. How do I stop recording? Such a grandma. Oh, found the button. Bye, y'all. See y'all next episode.